It's the Mad Men DVD review.
Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning, Alice. How are you?
I'm good. I'm enjoying the kind of stormy morning. How about yourself?
Yeah, so good. Yeah, same. I have an exam this afternoon, but I haven't let myself get out of bed to study yet.
Fair enough.
It's so nice. It's a very stay-in-bed morning.
It absolutely is. It absolutely is. What film are we talking about today?
So today we're talking about Testament of Orpheus. So it's a French film. It came out in 1960. It was directed by and starring Jean Cocteau. So it's kind of considered the final part in the Orphic trilogy. So The Blood of a Poet came out in 1930 and Orphée came out in 1950. So it's like a trilogy that spans like 30 years. So Cocteau casts himself as an aging poet, so he knows that he's dying, like in real life, but his greatest desire is to be reborn so that he can qualify for celestial immortality. So he kind of travels through time a lot. He meets a lot of symbolic phantom people along the way. He dies and is kind of resurrected, but he's caught in like space time the whole time between fantasy and reality. So it's got an interesting cast. There's a lot of like famous French actors of the time, and Pablo Picasso was also in the film.
When is this film from? When did this film come out?
1960.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's a lot of kind of French actors of that time. He kind of comes full circle to the first movie in the trilogy by the end of it. It's like quite a surrealist film. I had to do quite a bit of reading after watching it to figure out what exactly was happening some of the time.
So it came with homework.
Yeah, a little. I'd seen a lot of the stills from it on like film blogs and stuff, but I'd never known where they came from, which was interesting. It was nice to put a movie to the photo, I guess. I think it's got an 83% on Rotten Tomatoes, so it's definitely one that people enjoy. I think it's like definitely a very art house film. So if you're into that, I think you'd really, really enjoy it.
Is it like for someone that maybe isn't so into art house cinema or doesn't know much about the history of film, do you think it's accessible for that kind of person, or is it going to be a bit harder to get to?
I mean, I like art house quite a bit, but I still had to do some of that reading to kind of figure it out. But maybe that's just me. I think if you're like into surrealism, then I think definitely watch it. It's very surrealist.
Cool. It sounds cool. I'm going to give it a little Google when I play my next few songs, see if I recognize it.
It's cool. It's got a lot of like cool effect. Like I love watching like movies from the 60s and seeing all the effects and stuff they use. It's the best. And it's got a lot of cool visuals as well. But yeah, I liked it. I enjoyed it.
Excellent.
Figure out what happened.
So that's The Testament of Orpheus. I do have a copy to give away. If someone would like to add that to their DVD shelf, give me a call, 309-3879. Thanks, Amanda. Good luck for your exam.
No worries. Thank you so much.
That was the Mad Men DVD review.